When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She come in with her knuckles bleeding, cause she don't take no dirty double dealing. She don't take no shit off of pimps or dogs with limps or drunks when they cross the line. Hell yeah, I saw you leaving, and I hope to God you keep on speaking. Maybe you can outrun them demons, you just put on the gas. I don't know where the money all went, and I don't know if I'm a hypocrite. I can't see if the candle ain't lit. The power's gone and the axle's bent. On the truck I run into the telephone pole. Because of corn, whiskey, and rock and roll. Oh, I don't know where the money all went. I don't know if I'm a hypocrite. But I can't see if the candle ain't lit. President, I can't see if the candle ain't lit. The power's gone, the axle's bent. On the truck I run into the telephone pole. Because of corn, whiskey, and rock and roll. Oh, I don't know where the money all went. And I don't know if I'm a president. But I can't see if my candle ain't lit.
Welcome you to Porch Talk. This is your host, Alan, and this is an Untapped in Vinyl. So you know who's with me.
You know who's sitting here. I had to take a sip, and now I'm done. I'm good. Hey, hi. How are you, man?
How goes it?
It goes, man. It goes. Just living the dream, as they say.
As best really, as you can, it's, right?
Yeah, yeah, really. I'm back at work, so I'm happy to be back at work. I've been back at work for 3 weeks now and feeling pretty good about things. Had a COVID setback, damn it. 2.5
just can't years. Catch a break, can you?
2.5 years of avoiding it. And I catch it sometimes.
Is that your first spell?
Yep. Yep.
Fairly mild. So,
yeah. I was for about 4 days. I was like pretty weak and wimpy. And then fifth day, I was good, you know?
It was, I don't know, maybe around that Delta or Omicron variant where I thought I had a spell of it. I never did get tested, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But I, you know, sat at home for the quarantine days. But
yeah,
I'm still not sure if I've had it.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I mean, all of us have had some form of sickness, so we can probably say, yeah, it was probably some form of COVID. Yeah.
Here or there.
Yeah. Yeah. My wife, she dealt with a pretty nasty cough.
Yeah,
for a good long while, but I mean, other than that, because she had it right after I did, it's kind of like I guess we caught it at the same time, but she was about 2 days after me before she finally tested positive. So,
mm-hmm. Well, dude, what are we drinking here?
We are drinking a new beer from Yazoo Brewing Company out of Nashville called Kala. I guess that's how it's pronounced. Maybe Kala. Reminds me of Makala in between. Tuscaloosa and Birmingham, but it's a very good IPA. It says here on the back, it says hints of tangerine, creamy mint, and grapefruit. And you definitely get that kind of mint flavor. I think that's what's making it stand out and making it pretty phenomenal on my tongue.
So it is an IPA, and that's one thing. I think the creamy mint is separating itself from any other IPA I've ever had.
Yeah.
'Cause it's got a certain twang to it.
It's got a crispness and a cleanliness to it. It tastes real clean. Like it doesn't, I don't have an aftertaste in my mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's perfect. So,
yeah.
I will.
I'll obviously have
No, I mean, it's not like breath, drinking a hazy to where it just kind of sits on you, you know?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Immediately after it hits you and it's went down the hatch, it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much it. I mean, it's good. Solid. On a scale of 5, I'd give it a 4.
I'm going to go 3.5. I might change, though, after I get a couple more.
There you go. Well, I don't know. We got a variety tonight, so it might be a bunch.
Well, brother, it's been a while. I don't remember the I guess the last time was maybe a month, 2 months?
Yeah, it's been about a month and a half at least.
So,
if not more.
I've been all over. You've been all over. You went to Arizona.
I went to Arizona for a little bit. I don't know why. I mean, nothing against you loving the place, whoever you are, but I don't see why people. I was in the Phoenix Mesa area. I mainly stayed in Mesa, which is just basically a suburb of Phoenix. But nothing about it's beautiful. Have you ever been there before?
No, I've never been out west.
It's just all desert and sand, and all the buildings are colored like sand. It's the craziest thing. It's like, where's the color in this place? I don't understand it.
Chick I used to hang out with back in college, and she used to go out to Arizona and like the Utah area back when she was a kid, and I was like, if you could be anywhere in the world right now, where would you be? And I'd be in Arizona. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Of all places. Because I mean, we're in Mobile. Like, it's fairly beautiful place, you know. It's a 45-minute drive to Gulf Shores. I mean, beautiful beach. I was like, you could be anywhere in the world right now, and you'd be in Arizona, in a desert.
Yeah, I finally understand, because I'd been to Los Angeles for 2 days.
Oh, ain't nothing like California.
But
what
Los Angeles is humid. I don't care what people say. But now I understand dry heat after going to Mesa, because like when you're standing directly in the sun, 105 degrees is damn hot.
But you're not sweating, right?
Yeah, you're sweating.
Because like I know when I was in like Guatemala and some of those places, like close to the, it might be just because it was close to the equator, so it's closer to the sun.
Sure.
Is like you don't realize that you're sweating and dehydrating, because like as soon as that sweat hits the skin, it evaporates.
Oh, well, see, it's not me. I mean, I guess there are some temperatures there, because like I guess right before the monsoon started in Arizona, it was like 115 for highs, and I'm sure that's the case where that. But while we were there, it was like 105 right as we were leaving the last 2 days, and like if you're standing directly in the sun, you feel hot, and like I better get out of the sun or I'm going to burn. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the shade, you're fine.
And like you and I, we're always wearing black or gray shirts.
Yeah.
Asking for it out here.
I did the whole time I was in Arizona.
I know you did. Probably sporting the sunstroke jacket.
No, I did not wear the hoodie while I was there. I had it with me, but I did not wear my hoodie.
Yeah, man. So just for those listening or wondering, is like, so how's recovery going?
It's going well. Still in a wheelchair. As we say this on the last day of June 2022, I'm going to be out of this wheelchair by the end of July, 1st of August.
Perfect.
I'm done with it. I've been walking a lot more. Still not unassisted, but I've been walking a lot more. And I hope to, you know, I will make a full recovery. All of this will be gone eventually. Mm-hmm. I just got to wait for it to settle.
Right on.
So.
Let's move on to what we do best.
Right on. We'll talk about some music.
Yeah.
While drinking some beers.
Yeah. So I pulled up a track for you.
Yes.
Cornelius Chapel, our very own Will Stewart.
Yes. I love the track.
Nothing's right.
I love the track. Nothing's right. I like the line that you called out.
Oh yeah.
What was it?
It's a box of wine, tastes like shit. But it'll get it.
It'll have to do.
It'll have to do.
I don't know, man. Like, I've always been partial to box wine. I've always loved it.
I remember my grandmother, this is like my impression, it was Frenzia, the brand from Walmart. Yeah, and it was always the red wine. Uh-huh. And like, you know, she'd drink it every night before bed. And like, I don't know, I just wanted to try it one night. So I got me a little glass and I took a sip and I was like, mercy. Which
Are you not a wine drinker?
I'm not a red wine guy for sure.
Gotcha.
And then on top of it just being box wine, like I don't know, there might be some better box wines out there.
Yeah. Yeah, the box wines that I've had, I've enjoyed. But I mean, I'll drink anything.
But yeah, I'm not the biggest wine guy. Like, because a wine drunk and a wine hangover is the absolute worst.
Yeah, but so, like with wine, I tend to
coast,
mind my manners. You know, I can just sip wine and be fine with two glasses.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not like liquor. Like, I sit down with some vodka, I'm going to drink it till I got me a good old buzz. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I don't know if I guess I got carried away just one time with wine, and that, I was like, I'll never do this again.
What kind of wine was it?
It was just some cheap, what was that, Barefoot brand or whatever.
Oh.
And it was just because that's all there was.
Gotcha, yeah.
And we were on the beach and, you know.
Yeah.
Years ago.
So back when I was growing up, there was a song on Appetite for Destruction, the Guns N' Roses record, called Night Train. Well, Night Train used to be a real drink. I don't know if they still sell it anymore. It used to be a bottle of wine, had a train on it. And it came in a green bottle. It was red wine. I drank an entire bottle of that one night. And that stuff made me so sick. I was still a teenager.
Would it be like the sweetness of it, you think?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And just the fact that I was a teenager drinking a whole bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Because we got two bottles, because it's only like $2 or $3 a piece. And me and my friend drank it, and he never got sick, but I did.
Dude, like, my dad will tell stories about a friend of his that he went to high school with. Their way of drinking back in high school was they would take a fifth of Jack Daniels and throw the cap out the window and just pass it back and forth. And I was like, buddy, how long did it take you to get that kind of tolerance? Right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't drink like that anymore, especially not since my stroke. I can only have like
four
beers maximum.
Even as an adult, you know, it's like I don't want to go that hard.
No.
That's definitely some teenage stuff.
Because right? I remember being a teenager, living with my cousin down in New Orleans. Because
a hangover is non-existent, you know.
Yeah. But being, you know, 17, 18 years old, living with my cousin in New Orleans, he used to have a friend, and I forget the exact story. His roommate used to bring, he worked at the shipyards or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and he used to bring home the ethanol that they'd used to clean the remaining oil out of the ships. He'd steal. And we'd drink, you take two shots of ethanol, pure ethanol, and drop it into a big gulp cup. You know what a big gulp cup is? Of Hawaiian Punch.
Reminds me of Dumb and Dumber. Big gulps, huh? You ever that when he's walking out the quickie?
No, I don't. I saw that movie like one time. I don't love Jim Carrey when he's that goofy.
Oh, gosh.
I like him more serious.
Like in the number 23, or what are you talking about?
I don't know what the number 23
That's
is.
That's like a serious film. It was like a horror film.
Oh, like the, what's the movie where he's the Truman Show?
Oh, that was a great movie. Yeah. Or like, what about when he had the lisp and the cable guy?
Yeah, it was kind of
psychotic.
It's kind of creepy. Yeah. But we used to drink that ethanol. You take two shot glasses of that and put it in a big gulp cup of Hawaiian Punch, be drunk as a Cuda Brown. Two shot glasses.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
It was straight crazy. Ethanol.
Yeah.
It's got that 85 octane up in here.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, but I have no desire to do that anymore. I mean, I'm a grown ass man now. So.
All right. We got priorities here.
Yeah.
You got to wake up the next day. I'm just before we get around to the local scene, I want to give a shout out to Indies Only. Thank you for continuing to send the list, even though sometimes I don't reply.
Sure enough. Yeah.
But bangers here lately. And I don't know, just in the indie music scene, maybe we should pull the list up, but it just seems like this has been a really good year for music. And I want to say, because we're post-COVID.
Yeah.
And people are getting their stuff out.
I think that time period has passed. I think that everybody kind of let loose. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, it's still post-COVID. You have a lot of those bands that held on and didn't tour and just like recorded music.
Yeah.
Even past. Because I think there was a spell maybe end of last year where a lot of good music came out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening right now as well. I mean, there are some...
Do you find that kind of strange, just as long as you've been in the industry, and especially with just more of an indie scene? In my opinion, as long as I've been paying attention, it seems that quarter one, and, well, I guess quarter two for summer, is where most of your music, great music, will come. Like quarter three, especially quarter four, when you start walking in the winter, everything kind of slows down.
Yes, definitely. I've noticed that. I don't know, like, as far as the record companies or record industry is concerned, I don't know, like, what their financial philosophy is of why they release certain songs at certain times. I know the summer is one of the biggest selling months as far as music, because people consume music in a different way in the summertime as they do in the wintertime. Like, I always say, music sounds better in the wintertime or in the fall when I can roll down my car windows and crank up just any random thing on the radio. It sounds better just because it's cooler outside and I'm feeling good. You know what I mean?
Well, I say that about the same thing about summertime, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I think about, like, all right, road trip, got, you know, whomever with me, windows are down,
yeah,
radio's all the way up, and we're blasting. Like, but in the summertime, it's more fast paced, it's more fun. And then when it comes to fall, winter, even if the windows are rolled down, it's more of a slow pace, more like maybe with what, like Will Stewart, or maybe we're taking our time with a singer-songwriter instead of like a rock and roll band.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because it always happened, too, when I was working in radio, we would start to get those slow releases come fall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, God, man, the radio is going to be full of just slow, sappy shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then summertime, everything would be... Of course, at that point, I worked in country radio. And so everything was beaches and spring break and summer this and summer that. And water and, you know, all the cliches, the cut off daisy shorts and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
God, I'm so glad I don't do that anymore. I mean, nothing against everybody that I talked to and experienced, and all of the musicians from Brad Paisley to Darius Rucker to Miranda Lambert, great people. And everybody with 95.3 The Bear, phenomenal people, but I'm so glad I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, 101.7 is much more my speed.
Right on. So just right now with Indies Only, just for those listening, and I mean, we plug it every time, but just go ahead and plug it. We'll plug it again at the end. Is even if they're not from the Tuscaloosa area, there is an Indies Only Alt-101.7 app that they can download.
Yes.
Green, black, and white.
Just go to the alt1017.com and you can click Listen Live at the top, or you can go to your App Store, your Google Play Store, and download Alt-101.7. Download the app.
Man. And I would highly encourage, like, following you on Instagram, because I love the posts that you do. It's like a pick four, or you might even have 12 of just the album art letting you know it's like power hour. Here's hour one. Here's my four that I'm most excited about.
Yeah, and that's at Monk on the Radio. I've started because Instagram is utterly stupid. I lost the Indies Only Instagram feed. So I've had to start pulling everything over to my feed, which is fine. That's less I got to deal with. But I've been putting up the playlist as I send them to you of the graphics and stuff. We had a big to do this past week for hour one. The first segment got played, the second, third segments did not. So it kind of got started late. That won't happen anymore. So, follow me on Instagram at Monk on the Radio.
Right on. And so you recently, let's talk a little bit about shows that we've recently caught. There was this great show at Druid City Brewing. I definitely had my own eye on it, but I saw that
but you did one not to, go.
Wanda Band.
The Wanda Band.
Who? They were also there with some friends of ours, though, right?
No.
I thought they were by themselves.
They were there. They opened up for another band from the Huntsville area, where they're from. I didn't stick around for the other band. As I was saying earlier, I've got like a 4-beer maximum because I have to transfer from my wheelchair to life, you know. So when I went to Druid City, it's like 2, 3, you know, because Druid City's going to...
Is that your first time back?
That's my second time back.
Did you go catch the Blip show?
Yeah, well, I went to the Blips, but I think the Blip show... I did not catch the second Blip, but I was in Phoenix at that point. But yeah, the Wanda Band was phenomenal. You got to find a way. I don't know how to get in touch with them. I know I follow them on Instagram.
I know
Instagram.
Somebody that might.
Yeah. So reach out to them because they are freaking good. If you ever get a chance, they were chosen, the way I understand it, by Jason Isbell, who does the scheduling and everything for the Shoals Fest. They were handpicked by him to play the show.
That says quite a bit.
Yeah. They were really, really good. As far as shows are concerned, I mean, that's all I've done is Druid City shows. I saw Taylor Hollingsworth and went back and saw him. He played inside one night because it was raining outside.
Yeah, I hate I didn't make that.
Yeah, and then coming up in September, it was just announced today.
I mean, a lot of our friends from the show, like Katie Mulville, she recently played there. Yeah. Will Stewart recently played there. A lot of people that are friends of the show who have been on the show have been playing at Druid City, and I'm really thankful for that scene that Bo has. I can't wait for the new building. And shout out to Druid City Brewing in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. If you've never been, best beer in Alabama.
Yeah, I'd say so. Best beer, yes.
And also, I'd say like best culture because it's a bunch of scallions like you and I.
And it's not really clicky.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of breweries, and I spent many an hour in a lot of them across Alabama, and there always seems to be cliques in breweries. But Druid City, I mean, they might
have... You can walk in there by yourself.
Yeah, and you'll be fine and greeted, and everybody will be happy and friendly toward you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll be fine.
You know, I haven't been, which, I mean, I just haven't been able to go right now, just as far as just finances with gas situation, but
yeah,
I've been wanting to go to the open mics that they host because Jug Johnson, he has told me, he's like, you never really know what you're gonna have. You might have someone do, you know, spoken word poetry. You may have somebody rapping. There may be someone along the lines of Jug who is like just a playing like real classical Alabama music from like the 1930s up to someone like our friend Jameson with
Squat. Yeah.
So I mean the genres is just ridiculous.
Yeah. And, is Jameson still hosting?
Far as I know, I can't call it.
Yeah, he's a great musician.
Yeah. Yes, he is. I'm a huge fan of Jameson. Eventually going to have him on the show. We've on again, off again. But just back to that culture and everything that Bo Hicks does. And I believe it's the embodiment of Bo and Elliot and Tyler and Seth and all the great guys there. Kevin.
Yeah, I think, like I always said, because, you know, living in Columbus, Mississippi.
Do you have a preference on the next one?
Yeah, you can give me another caller. Living in Columbus, Mississippi, I don't get that when I go out. I don't get this brotherly love when I go places. I don't get people like Monk and they give me hugs and give me high fives and shaking my hand and loving on me. You know, I don't get that. But I go to Druid City and it's like that constantly. It's like everybody there. Oh, what Monk? What's up? You know what I mean? But I spent a lot of time there, probably more time than I've spent in Columbus, Mississippi, especially going out. So I got a chance. I mean, I had a beer named after me, blah, 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 blah. You know, a radio guy. I guess.
One thing I love about Munson Brothers is I walk in there like Kramer.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's that same thing. Everybody knows. Here comes.
Or like Norm from Cheers. Yeah.
Just busting in there.
Yeah.
Who done it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I go into Munson's and a few people know me, maybe. Or they, you know, at least say, hey, you know, that's it. But I don't get the hugs and stuff that I get at Druid City, you know. That's what I love. So props to those guys every day. I love them.
Right on.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
And the only thing that saved me was the pouring rain and the carnival colors on the window panes. And the chains are gonna get you, gonna drag you down, gonna son of a bitch. Will you remember to call out the name when you get drugged down in a long black chain? The chains are gonna get you, gonna drag you down, gonna son of a bitch. Would you remember to call out the name when you get drugged down in a long black chain?
tries to get you back in the sleeper. Wakes you up in the middle of a dream just to drag you down in a long black train. Chains are gonna get you, gonna drag you down, gonna son of a bitch. Will you remember to call out the name when you get drugged down in a long black chain?
What has been your favorite new find besides the one the band, like as far as music right now? What have you been listening to?
All right, so there's a band. They used to be called Moscow Apartment. They changed their name to Housewife, and they've been putting out, they released two songs since they've been called Housewife. Everything, you can go to search for them on Spotify or wherever you get your music at, and you'll find all the old songs, the old Moscow Apartment songs renamed. That's a band that I've really been into. There's, like you said, there's so much good stuff. The new record from Billy Howerdell, and that name is familiar to some people because he is one half of A Perfect Circle with Maynard James Keenan. Uh-huh. His new record, pretty phenomenal. It's really, I don't know, it's like A Perfect Circle, except not real heavy, more synthy, if that makes sense. Okay. The new Carver Commodore EP is phenomenal. Those guys kicked ass at Sunstroke House, live on the porch. The best show she's ever done there.
When was that?
Month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
Oh, shoot.
It was so awesome.
I wonder where I was.
I don't know.
I might have been with my band playing somewhere. We've been busy.
Maybe y'all have been, man. I've been seeing y'all been on socials.
Tearing it up. And it's crazy. We were, and I think we're going to hold out. We were doing our best to take this entire month of July off. And, like, just going through, like, just the band's social media today, I was just looking at messages and, like, we've got most every bar that we played at either earlier this year or last year, and they was like, we want you back on the 23rd. We want you back so and so. And it's like, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
So we'll be coming up with a new quote-unquote tour. We hope to be hitting the same cities that we hit last time. Also, we'll be going up to North and South Carolina, Tennessee.
Awesome.
Just working out some things. We really want to make it work to where we're thinking kick off Thursday night in Starkville or end in Starkville.
Yeah.
But go closest and then furthest and then work our way back.
Gotcha.
And do it all in a weekend.
Yeah, try to stop by Druid City.
It would be fun.
Play up there. And you never name dropped the band.
Cosmic Gravy.
There you go. You said your old face come alive whenever you said Cosmic Gravy.
Yeah. I love those boys. It was recent episodes. I don't know if you've been following or paying attention with it, but I had a friend of mine write, and he was like, I know you don't do drugs, but it sounded like the past few episodes you did that you were on cocaine. And I was in Bentonia for the 50th anniversary blues festival there at the Blue Front Cafe. And I had Terry Harmonica Bean.
Yep.
Some of you may remember him from his baseball career. Others know him as a bluesman. And I had my friend Nick Wade. He was on for his third time. And then we had Deke Rivers. He's a photographer. And had his girlfriend, who is the queen of Avant, so who works with Cedric Burnside.
What?
Works with Trent. I'm blanking on his last name right now, but just works with a lot of talented bluesmen. They just played the Hillside Blues Festival this past weekend. And it was such a joy to have those two on. I've been following Dick's photography because he's just, he's real good about catching that moment, right?
Yeah.
And just to hear her, I mean, it's unbelievable. But with the festival, is Gilbert let me use his RV to record out of, and dude, I'm telling you, I was 90 to stinking nothing. I was,
Didn't have anything to do with drugs.
It was like, was you
high on life?
Was you on cocaine? I was like, I was high on life.
It's high on the blues, man.
Yeah, I was like, And I, you know, we were having a conversation down in Philadelphia, and this is another cool thing that happened. It's like we had a Porch Fest Mississippi.
Yeah.
At the Neshoba County Fairgrounds this past weekend. I would have been at the Hillside Festival if it weren't for this. My friend Daniel Sharp invited me down to Philadelphia to the Neshoba County Fairgrounds, and the main draw was he invited a friend of ours, Sarah Lee Langford.
Yes.
And I was like, if Sarah's going to be there, yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah.
And so I came down Friday night, and all the musicians showed up Saturday. And so we were out at his cabin on the fairgrounds, and we had Daniel Sharp, Bo Adams. He's a singer-songwriter from Florida. Mm-hmm. Very good music. I just, latest episode, which won't be the latest episode, with him, he's got a song called Gasoline that he had just written.
Yeah.
And it is killer.
Cool.
Moon Pie Curtis, that'll be the latest episode before this one. Check him out. He is a total goofball from Oxford, but he's a lot of fun. And Sarah Lee, I played, and then Daniel played. And we had Chad Smith from Montgomery. He brought all his video and mic equipment, and the entire thing is recorded and videoed. So hopefully in the next couple weeks or month, all that footage will be out. So if you awesome. Weren't there, yeah. you can see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
At least listen to it. And it was good. I called and told Abe that who's coming to the Columbus Art Council
yes,
on
he
August
is.
4th.
Yep.
I covered one of his songs from the Psych Peas. I covered Jesse James. That's been in my set list for a long
yeah.
time. And I wrote him after my show was over, and I was like, I just covered Jesse James, and I think I killed it.
Well, that's cool.
You know, and yeah. I had been covering it for, like, on top of Cosmic Gravy, I'm really thankful for this, and I hope it continues. I've had a lot of solo shows here lately.
Yeah.
Just all over. And I throw that in the show. Like, that's usually, I don't do a lot of covers.
Yeah.
But I'll cover, like, Taylor Hollinsworth or...
What Taylor song do you go
with? The easier ones, you know. I'm not doing West Coast. You know, I'll do like a dummy down version of like Tap Dancing Daddy, and I'm not doing near of what he does,
yeah.
You know. But I'll do Jesse James, or I'll cover a Will Stewart song, like I'll cover Sipsy.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Just to be able to give them a shout out, be like, please, sure. please check them out. But I'm not doing them any justice.
Yeah,
you know, I was like, I can't. These guys are. I'm on the shoulder of giants right now. I just want you to know
yeah,
who they
that's
are.
Awesome. Yeah.
But yeah. So this whole month of July, Cosmic Gravy, we're practicing originals. We typically play 3 to 4 hour sets. So we've been trying to fill up most of that with originals. So we've been doing a lot of writing. And for those who've been to a show, we will still play those covers that you like.
Yeah.
But we're moving more towards our originals and what we want to sound like as a band.
That's a good thing, man. Too many bands don't have enough originals.
And it killed me, like, you know, because Cosmic Gravy, and this is no critique on the band at all, and it's because it's just a red-hot band. Like, there's a lot of talent in it. And so, like... you don't really get to practice a lot because you're always on the road playing.
Yeah.
And the songs that they do
every
cover...
Every night you play is practice.
Yeah,
but it's got to be good.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah. And, you know, that was one thing that I was pushing them to do is, like, guys, we need more originals. It's like, I love these, you know, I like playing Grateful Dead or these jam band songs as much as the next, but I was like, why don't we write our own jam songs?
Yeah.
Or whatever we want to be. I was like, it's about time to define who we are.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, then you'll, and I don't mind this, and I'm the bass player, which makes absolutely no sense to me. Like, maybe because the singer and the lead guitarist is held up and I don't seem as busy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, this chick walked up to me. It was, like, the last show that we had done, and she was like, can y'all play so-and-so? And I was like, I'm the bassist. I don't call the shots.
Yeah.
Like, what song do you want to hear? And I'll talk it over with them, you know, after our break.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, we were able to. It was actually a song that was in the set, so she had pretty good taste for what the band could do. But
yeah.
And I like being able to do that, but I was like, we have got to work towards just being completely original. And we're going to aim to do some recording. Philip records and I record, and we both have two different philosophies when it comes to recording. So
yeah,
that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, now's the time to see if you're the full-time bass player or not.
Yeah.
Or if one day you'll be replaced. Kind of see, kind of feel that one out. But yeah, I mean, I think like you guys play a little bit of everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a college town thing. Because typically, I know in Tuscaloosa, whenever they started shutting down all the bars, what was that, around 2007?
That's right.
2008, something like that. When they started shutting down all the bars on the Strip, every place that had bands would put cover bands in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, that's just, you want something.
With the exception of Egan's at that time. When you would have like a Handbag B or Taylor Hollinsworth or like, you know, we could keep naming them.
Daikaiju, Alabama Shakes. I mean, yeah, we saw a lot of them there.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, the first time I ever saw Taylor Hollinsworth was inside of Egan's. He was playing solo. Sitting there by himself, there was maybe two people in front of him, and the whole room was empty, and Taylor's just playing the hell out of it. And I was just like, I remember watching him thinking, this guy is fun, because he's like bobbing his head side to side, and I'm like, he's totally feeling it, man.
I hope this, it was a nod to him, but I hope to get some video footage of this last show that I played down in Neshoba County, because like, after the set was over, Courtney, a friend of mine, walked up to me and she was like, your hair and your head was all over the place the entire time that you were playing. And I had my friend, Ben Hardy, he was playing, djembe for me.
Yeah.
And, like I was doing like a lot of signals and she was like, you'd pick your leg up and slam it down. I was like, I was signaling a stop. I was like, he can't see what I'm doing. So like, I'm picking my leg up and throwing it around like, hold up, buddy.
Let's stop.
Yeah. And so she was like, you wild. And I was like, well, I want to be entertaining and fun. And I was like, every time I see Taylor Hollinsworth, it just puts a smile on your face because that head's going
away. Man, it's good times. I tell you what, man, let's go back to Egan's. One show there, and I think we may have talked about this before, but your buddy Ham Bagby, our buddy Ham Bagby.
The Ham Jam Jams?
Yes. Ham. He got a little. The father came out at him one night. Me and my friend Josh Iyer were watching Lee Baines III to Glory Fires at Egan's, and we're right up front. And Lee kept walking up to us and putting his back against us and playing his guitar, and he pushed us back. So we'd go back. There was females behind us that wanted to just push Josh and I back up to the front.
Yeah.
So every time they would do this, it would almost be like we were trying to start a mosh pit. You know, we were not. We were just swaying with the music. And every time that Lee would come out into the crowd, we'd move with him. You know, boy, we got in trouble by Ham after that was over with. Ham was like, "You're not supposed to be starting." What did he say? You're not supposed to be starting mosh pits inside of Egan's. It's too small. I'm like, man, I wouldn't try. I don't care.
It wasn't
So
I was wrapped up in the madness.
And I don't know that
you
I've
push
actually.
Me, I'm going to push back.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Ham a few times, but I didn't bring it up because it was purely by for fun. I mean, he didn't mean anything by it, but it was so we got in trouble by Daddy, you know.
It was crazy.
Yeah. We've seen some great shows there, man.
I've seen three good shows there before it was, I guess it's dead now, but I don't know what it is, but
I never got a chance to see the Shakes were in town one night and they got talked into playing a set at Egan's. I did not get to see that, but I saw Daikaiju there,
which I mean the Shakes ain't even a thing no more, it's just Brittany Howard.
I don't know, man, something happened. Second record, they get a keyboard player or organ player. Third record, they got horns. It's like, you know, I don't know what happens with certain bands when they get some fame behind them. Their sound changes because you listen to that first Alabama Shakes record, and then the second and third one. Second and third one don't sound anything like the first. You listen to the first St. Paul and the Broken Bones record. then listen to the second one. Don't sound anything like, you know. I mean, it's good. Maybe I come from the AC/DC philosophy of music where every record needs to sound like AC/DC.
Well, I mean, I believe in a progression of a band. But also,
I do too, but to a certain extent.
Like, I see what you're saying. And I mean, that's one thing that we've been talking about with Cosmic Gravy, just to bring this back up, is like the next thing on our prerogative is like we want to get a keyboard player. And I was like, I actually have a couple friends that could play horns for us. And, you know, like not for a few live shows, like when we go play the beach, I think it would be perfect. Yeah. And it would be a tip of the hat to maybe some bands that we could play with, like Red and the Revelers or Grits and Green or whatever. And just to be able to be that big nine-piece band. But for the most part, it's like we just want a keyboard player.
Yeah.
It just, there's a lot of freedom with it. I can't speak for Alabama Shakes, but our front man, he went from playing acoustic guitar to an electric. And I can't tell you what a difference that made for me as far as playing bass. It freed me up to where I could do some more exploration on the bass and where I wasn't necessarily just having to play root notes to where I could have a little fun.
You could jam a little bit.
Yeah.
And feel it.
And if you involve a keyboard player, and if they're really good with their bass hand, well, I could really get that. You know what I mean?
There you go.
So, yeah. I mean, but I totally understand, like, the finest example that I have, and then I'll give you an example of, like, an AC/DC modern day, is Incubus is probably the finest band of an example of far as a band constantly progressing.
Yeah.
No Incubus.
But still no sounding the same.
Not
the new stuff.
No, the new stuff is atrocious.
Yes.
It's now, granted, like, I love Brendan Boyd, Mikey Anzinger, and all the guys, but, like, they lost me.
Yeah.
I can't go there with you. But, like, Fungus Among Us, Science, Morning View
is
Lie one. Grenades, Crow Left of the Murder.
Yeah.
Of the album that Drive was on. I can see the cover, but I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, like, all that stuff was great, but it was constantly different. But it felt like the progression was in the right direction.
Sure.
And then, like, maybe it's what you're talking about with the Shakes, to where it's like, you lost me. Well, now, an example of a band who has going on 10 records out now, Rise Against. They have been synonymous with the way that they sound.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds consistent every time. There's change. I mean, Incubus, I think, is a good example of that as well. Until you get to the stuff that they released like a year ago, 2 years ago, that pop crap, that sounded horrible. That was totally not Incubus. But they have consistently, it's been their sound just a little bit different. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't do the Metallica, okay, we're going to smoke it out with the best bass playing, the fastest guitar, the fastest double bass drum, and then all of a sudden, boom, here's the Black Album.
I mean, I got to say, like, Mike Anzinger of Incubus, like, if it wasn't for him, like, I wouldn't know half the chords and, like, the jazz positions that I know because I was covering Incubus songs and trying to figure out what he was doing.
Yeah.
And it was a huge inspiration as far as guitar work. Another good example, and this is a weird one, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they've been around forever.
Yeah.
Now, I like them a whole lot better when they have John Frusciante.
Oh,
like with this latest record.
Yes.
The latest record is really good. Now, with that Rain Dance Molly and that crap without, and it's not crap, it's okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Without Frusciante, I don't care. Like, I like Flea, you know, and I like Kiedis. But it's like, it's not the same if you don't have Frusciante. And that's kind of a rare thing because, like, I think about Sublime. Sublime with Rome, not my jam. Why? Because same thing with Stone Temple Pilots. If you don't have, I don't like that new song, Meadows, or what they've been doing.
Who?
The Stone Temple Pilots, since they lost Scott Weidman.
But did you listen to the EP that they recorded with Chester Bennington?
That was fine, but I mean, we don't have Chester no more, though.
It was phenomenal. Yeah. I was sad. But that, yes. Yeah, I mean, you can do too much. I think once your lead vocalist is gone, you need to shut it down.
Well, I think it's almost to a point towards...
Or do a Sublime with Rome thing, where you blatantly say, this is the band, but with
someone else.
Yeah, with somebody else.
I don't even like that. Like,
I mean, it's like
I think it's time to pick up the pieces. Like, you know, just to go back to Scott Mannard, like whether it's Tool or Perfect Circle or whatever project he is like whomever you're working with, let it be something different. Or to take it more personal, let's think about like some of our boys, like Will Stewart, for instance. Okay, you got Timber with him and Janet Simpson.
Yes, so
you have Slack Times where him, Chris McCauley, and I'm not familiar with the other guy. Mm-hmm. The Blips. There's a lot of different projects.
Yeah,
and none of them are synonymous. None of them sound the same. Okay, yeah. And also like he's not fronting all of them either. But you know that's besides the point. But that's a really good example of like it's okay to like be in different projects and. God, like losing a band member, especially a frontman. I know that's hard, especially like Stone Temple Pilots or like a Sublime.
Blind Melon.
Yeah. But they quit after.
Yeah, no, but they're still going.
Blind Melon is?
Yes.
For real.
They've been going for years. Yes, they found this kid that was like, he was.
He sounds like the frontman kind of deal?
He sounds exactly like, I got a chance to see.
See, Alice in Chains done that too.
Yeah. Well, Alice in Chains, what you realize about Alice in Chains.
It was actually Jerry Cantrell.
He's the one that led that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, that was his songwriting. I mean, because like you, it was him and
It was him harmonizing.
You ever hear the interview of him and Tom Morello talking about? I'm blanking. Who was the front man? Always wore the shades. Alice in Chains. The front man.
Oh, Lane Staley.
Lane Staley. They were talking about Lane, and yeah. So they brought up like the dude. He was not a guitar player, but he wrote. The most popular riffs that we ever had in Alice in Chains, like Angry Chair and one or two others. Because, like, because he didn't have the technicality that they had, like, he approached the guitar different and could come up with something. But those were Jerry Cantrell's songs and words.
Yeah.
And, like, you listen to an Alice in Chains record, Jerry Cantrell is right behind Lane.
Yes. And if you listen to the new guy, Jerry Cantrell is right behind
him. Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen them live with the new guy.
Yes, they don't really
would
need
I
re- the new
would
guy.
I would have rather seen Lane Staley strung on heroin? Absolutely. Yeah. But the new guy's fine.
I got a chance to see him before he died.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, guys.
What was your favorite MTV Unplugged? Because for me, it's between Nirvana and Alice in Chains.
It's definitely Nirvana.
Without
the Nirvana. Because I watched the Behind the Music or whatever on the MTV Unplugged. They thought that Nirvana was going to come out there and do all Nirvana songs.
Mm-hmm.
And Kurt gave them the list, said, here's what we're going to do. Everybody and started
brought
coming
out a
down.
Cello player.
Everybody started coming down on them going, no, we're not doing this, you know? And then next thing you know, they get out there like, okay, we'll agree to play, you know, mostly Nirvana songs. No, they get out there. The Meat Puppets come up there. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, it's this total.
I've got the DVD at the house.
Oh, man, it's phenomenal. It's just, that is my favorite MTV Unplugged. And there was one, the very beginning, it may have been the first one, but it was Paul McCartney.
That's a good one.
And it was, and he did a bunch of bluegrass
STP
songs.
STP had a good one, too.
I don't remember that one.
Well, maybe it's not that memorable.
Yeah, for me. But I remember I had the Paul McCartney cassette. And it had like Russian writing on it and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
It was so good. So those are my two favorites, yeah. So you were saying Alice in Chains?
It would be between Alice in Chains and Nirvana for me. I think Nirvana is probably my favorite, but that was probably Nirvana's last live show, if I'm not mistaken. It was shortly after that when Kurt would do whatever happened.
Yeah. I don't know.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, and the 10,000 Maniacs was a good one, too.
Never seen it.
That was where they came out with the Because the Night, their cover of, was it that Patti Smith song?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great.
Well, brother, let's take a pause for the calls.
All right, then.
Running on time on the highway, running on time on the night. Looks like things going my way, this time get it right, get it right. Black dog hanging in the backyard, fireworks in my hand. Good looking mama dancing, firing up the band. We'll be right back. and wheels are burning, leather to my leg, lying on window dancing, diamonds in my head. Running on time on the highway, running on time on the night. Looks like been going my way, this time get it right, get it right. We get it right.
Businesses and finance professionals, you need Bill Spend and Expense, the free-to-use spend management software. It's powered by the Bill Divvy Corporate Card, which helps growing companies scale with credit lines of $500 to $15 million, automated expense reports, and as many virtual cards as you need. For a limited time, get $500 when you get started with Bill Spend and Expense. Request a demo at bill.com/get500. Terms and conditions apply. Advertised credit ranges are not guaranteed and are determined at approval. Card issued by Cross River Bank, member FDIC.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.